Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Lord begins His science class with the less complicated inanimate world, Job 38, verses 4 to 38. I say this tongue-in-cheek. There's nothing simple about gravity, the wonder of Earth's, quote, foundations fastened to nothing, God having, quote, laid its cornerstone on empty space, verse 6. To the question, what is gravity? NASA.gov replies, quote, if we are to be honest, we do not know what gravity is in any fundamental way, end quote. There you have it. At the giddy heights of our scientific pride, we can't answer the Lord's most basic question any more than Job could. Only God knows, and He's not telling. But He's just begun asking His jaw-dropping, awe-inspiring questions. What is the proper reaction to God's creative extravaganza? Not doubt, not unbelief. It should be a delighted wow. Ask the angels, because they were there when God used His measuring tape and level to set everything in place, when He, quote, stretched the line upon it and, quote, laid its cornerstone. Here's their response, quote, the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Verses 5 to 7, see chapter 1, verse 6. And speaking of real things that are invisible, for those who foolishly say, if I can't see it, I don't believe it, the invisible but very real God asks, quote, who shut in the sea with doors? When I fixed my limit for it, when I said, this far you may come, but no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. Chapter 38, verses 8 to 11. With the gravitational pull of the moon and sun, God set controls on the tides to flush the seas without destroying the coasts. So Job, quote, have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place? Verse 12. The Lord paints a new sunrise each morning to remind us that every day is a fresh start. He means for you to enjoy everyone.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.